This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Saturday, October 2, 2010. Do I please God? The passage is from Romans 12. We have not stopped praying for you, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord. We were made to please. It's not uncommon to walk into a room of five-year-olds and hear at least one of them say, "See what I can do?" as the child hops or does a somersault. We try to please our boss. We like to please our spouse. The desire to please was created in us. Though we were first made good, we fell into sin. Then later, we read the devastating news that God's heart was deeply troubled because he saw how great our wickedness had become. Our thoughts, words, and actions were so sinful that God regretted having made us human beings. It wasn't until Jesus came that God could finally say, "With him I am well pleased." Jesus, who was the Son of God, but was also completely human, pleased God. Jesus loved to please his heavenly Father. Jesus said, "The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him." What was it about Jesus that pleased his heavenly Father? Can you list some things? In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 9, Paul writes, "We make it our goal to please Jesus. How satisfying it would be to hear Jesus say to us at the end of each day, 'With you I am well pleased.' What could we do today that would please him?" Let's pray. Jesus, as you pleased your Father in all you said and did, may we please you in what we do and say each day. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.